Welcome to CropGPT. In this episode, we focus on Côte d'Ivoire, the leading global producer of cocoa, and the challenges they are facing. We will cover the significant decline in cocoa yields, 30% in the past 20 years, and the causes, from climate change to aging cocoa trees. We will also discuss the recent market turbulence and price movements.
Côte d'Ivoire, the heart of cocoa production. Côte d'Ivoire, also known as Ivory Coast, dominates the global cocoa market, accounting for approximately 40% of the world's cocoa supply. The country harvests around 2 million metric tons annually, with major cultivation areas in San Pedro and Abidjan. Despite its pivotal role, the region faces significant challenges with declining yields and market turbulence. Over the past two decades, cocoa yield in Ivory Coast has been on a downward trajectory, from a high of 700 kilograms per hectare in 2000 to about 500 kilograms per hectare in 2022. The reduction in yield has driven the need for increased land cultivation, leading to deforestation and further environmental concerns. What is causing this decline? The primary factors for the decline are climate change, deforestation, aging trees, pests and disease, and political instability. Deforestation, pests and disease are closely linked, with the monoculture increasing the probability of pests, which can then spread disease. A major factor driving the decline in cocoa yields in Ivory Coast is climate change. Cocoa trees thrive in humid and warm climates, with optimal conditions including an average temperature of around 25 degrees C and annual rainfall between 1,500 to 2,000 mm. However, shifts in global weather patterns have led to more frequent and severe droughts, higher temperatures, and lower humidity levels in the region. These changes have resulted in reduced soil moisture, increased water stress, and adversely affected the flowering and fruiting phases of cocoa trees. Projections by the International Center for Tropical Agriculture, CIAT, suggest that by 2050, the suitable area for cocoa cultivation in Ivory Coast could decrease by 28%, and by up to 89% by 2080. Deforestation plays a dual role in affecting cocoa yields. Initially, it may provide access to fertile, virgin soil, but this benefit is short-lived as soil quality quickly degrades. The removal of forest cover also leads to increased pest populations, which further diminish cocoa yields. The European Union's upcoming deforestation regulations are expected to impact agricultural practices, potentially influencing how cocoa is cultivated in deforested areas in the future. The region has been plagued by various pests and diseases that directly attack cocoa trees and pods. The cocoa pod borer, a moth whose larvae feed inside cocoa pods, and the cocoa myrid, an insect that drains sap from cocoa plants, are among the culprits reducing plant vigor and productivity. Additionally, the cocoa swollen shoot virus, CSSV, has caused significant damage. Collectively, these pests and diseases can reduce cocoa yields by up to 40% according to the World Cocoa Foundation, WCF. Another critical issue is the aging of cocoa trees in Ivory Coast. Cocoa trees generally have a lifespan of about 25, 30 years, with peak productivity around 10 years. However, many cocoa farms have not been replanted or renovated for decades, often due to a lack of resources, knowledge, or incentives. Consequently, many trees are over 20 years old and produce below their potential, with aging trees estimated to reduce cocoa yield by up to 25%. Finally, political instability has been a persistent problem since the late 1990s, including two civil wars and numerous episodes of violence and unrest. These conflicts have disrupted the cocoa sector by damaging infrastructure, reducing access to inputs and markets, and creating a climate of insecurity and uncertainty for farmers. Such instability has also hindered the implementation of effective policies and programs that support the cocoa sector, contributing to up to a 20% reduction in cocoa yields, according to the World Bank. There has been market turbulence in 2023, and this has only got worse in 2024. The last couple of years have been particularly tough for Ivory Coast cocoa production. Unfavorable weather conditions and the outbreak of cocoa swollen shoot virus, CSSV, have significantly reduced outputs, leading to a 27.8% decrease in cocoa shipments to ports from October to April compared to the previous year. These challenges have pushed the government to increase farm gate prices in an effort to encourage farmers to release their stock to alleviate supply shortages. 2024 has witnessed a dramatic escalation in cocoa market dynamics, with both New York and London cocoa prices reaching record highs in April. This surge is attributed to a severe supply shortage, the most acute the industry has faced in 40 years, with cocoa prices increasing by a staggering 143% since the beginning of the year. This spike is largely due to reduced production volumes and increasing global demand. Ivory Coast, the world's leading cocoa producer, has reported a significant 27.8% year-on-year decline in cocoa production, with projections indicating a further drop to an 8-year low of 1.75 million metric tons. Similarly, Ghana's cocoa harvest for the 2023-24 season is projected at only 422,500 to 425,000 metric tons, marking a 22-year low. This trend of declining production is mirrored across West Africa, with Nigeria also experiencing an 18% decrease in cocoa exports year on year. In response to these challenges, the governments of Ivory Coast and Ghana have taken decisive actions to stabilize the market. Ivory Coast increased farm gate prices by 50% for mid-crop beans to incentivize farmers to bring more cocoa to the market. Ghana followed suit, raising the price of cocoa per 64 kilograms bag by 58.26% to GHS 2070. These price hikes are strategic attempts to alleviate the impact of supply shortages on the global market. As production falters, inventory levels have also been affected. ICE-monitored cocoa inventories in US ports have fallen to a 3-year low. Concurrently, there has been a notable reduction in demand across major regions, including North America, Asia, and Europe, largely due to the soaring prices and economic adjustments by chocolate manufacturers and consumers alike. The global cocoa market is bracing for a projected deficit increase to 374,000 metric tons, reflecting the ongoing supply-demand imbalance. This deficit, coupled with the reduced output from key producers, is prompting significant market adjustments. For instance, Ivory Coast has halted forward cocoa sales for the 2024-25 season to better manage future production expectations and mitigate market disruptions. In addition to halting sales, Ivory Coast has also delayed cocoa contracts to manage supply disruptions more effectively. These measures are part of broader efforts to stabilize the market and ensure that the cocoa industry can navigate through these turbulent times without compromising the livelihoods of millions of farmers dependent on cocoa farming. The global cocoa market has felt the strain with inventories in US ports hitting a 3-year low and a notable decline in cocoa grindings across major regions like North America, Asia, and Europe. This reduction in supply and grindings has led to a significant increase in global cocoa prices, exacerbating the supply-demand imbalance. When did the cocoa production begin in Ivory Coast? The story of cocoa in Ivory Coast starts in the late 19th century, during French colonization. the French established a protectorate over the coastal areas in 1843, expanding their control and facing resistance from local kingdoms and ethnic groups. By 1893, Ivory Coast was a French colony. The French introduced cash crops like coffee, cotton, and importantly, cocoa, which was first planted in 1895 by French agronomist Louis Tautain. He not only initiated cocoa cultivation near Grand Bassam, but also encouraged local farmers to adopt the crop. Cocoa production rapidly expanded in the early 20th century, driven by the growing demand for chocolate in Europe and North America. The colonial administration supported this expansion with incentives such as tax exemptions, credit facilities, and infrastructure like roads and ports. By 1911, Ivory Coast had become the fourth largest cocoa producer in the world. By the end of the colonial era, cocoa accounted for about 60% of the colony's total exports. Following independence in 1960, under the leadership of President Félix Houphouët-Boigny, Ivory Coast adopted policies that further boosted cocoa production. The country focused on expanding the agricultural sector, encouraging immigration of workers, allocating more land for cultivation, and investing in cocoa processing to add value and create jobs. This led to a peak in production in 1999, with Ivory Coast becoming the top cocoa producer globally. As discussed, this has now changed, and the mass deforestation and its impacts have resulted in a major drop in yield and a challenging time for Ivory Coast.